Hello, everybody. This is Salil Tripathi from the Institute for Human Rights and Business in Bergen in Norway, where I'm in conversation with Frode Elgesem, who is a distinguished lawyer here in Norway and also heads the national contact point for the Norwegian government at the NCP system of the OECD's guidelines and their implementation. First of all, thank you very much, Job, for joining us in this conversation. Thank you. Yeah. And one of the things that people have been grappling with in the whole context of business and human rights is the issue of remedy. And many people look at the NCP mechanism as a remedy. So first of all, can you tell us how it works in Norway?
The NCP mechanism is an institution in each OECD country and a couple of other adhering countries. It's a mechanism for both promoting the guidelines and being a grievance mechanism for possible breaches of the guidelines, which includes also human rights breaches. And it's a complaint mechanism that is not perfect, but it's a possibility to bring companies to the table and both mediate and make statements on possible breaches.
So when you talk about it is not perfect, we know the criticisms that it doesn't have binding recommendations at the end. But what works, what is useful about it as a remedy when there are no other avenues available for people?
First of all, it's there. It's there as a mechanism that is working, it's developing, it's becoming more and more well known, it's becoming more and more tension around it. And it actually brings, as I said, it brings companies to the table. It brings companies into dialogue with NGOs and other complainants. And it makes them aware of issues that are in their value chains, for instance. And it also makes a possibility for the NCPs to forward recommendations to them, which are then based on the guidelines and the principles that they should follow. So it is possible to use this mechanism in order to create change within companies and in a positive way.
And typically, how many cases do you handle in a year? Of course, it depends on how many cases are brought to you. But is it a half a dozen? Is it more than 10?
It's not more than 10 in Norway. Normally in Norway, it's a couple of cases a year. It's to have more of those. Mm-hmm. So we think it's an important mechanism, and we encourage NGOs and others to use it if they have concerns that they want to deal with.
What are the changes you would like to see in the system to make it more effective?
The most important thing is to make it more well known, to promote it, also to provide resources to NGOs that want to lodge complaints and enable complainants to use it. In the short term, it's not possible to create more sanctions, I think. It will be possible to, difficult to do that, so it's important to make the NCPs more efficient because they are different. They work differently and they are very set up in very different ways, and it's important to lift or to increase the efficiency of many of the NCPs in order to also create a level playing field throughout the world. But more knowledge, more resources to use it is important because it is a mechanism that still can deliver more, I think, in order to promote human rights.
And because you mentioned throughout the world, my final question is about exactly that how to make it more globally relevant and strengthening it and make some kind of a uniform set of standards so that it doesn't happen that some NCPs work on one path and others on another path. Is there a way to normalize or standardize the standards?
It is, and it's an important work going on within OECD in order to increase the cooperation between the NCPs and also to encourage governments to provide the NCPs with more resources, more people, and make them more independent in order to work more efficiently and be more prepared to deal with complaints.
And one more corollary question, should they have investigative powers and can they initiate complaints on their own? Can you see that direction taking place? And if not, are there ways where your findings can be useful for litigants in future if they want to take it beyond?
I think so, and the NCPs have possibilities to investigate themselves if they want to. Yeah. That's a question of resources only. They do not raise cases on their own initiative, mm-hmm. So they need complaints. But the final statements by NCPs can be important inputs to both legal proceedings and other procedures. For instance, in public procurement, a statement from an NCP could be decisive for a company in order to, or for a purchaser or a procurer, to exclude a company from the competition. Because it has human rights issues, for instance. So according to European law, EU law, that will now be an element in assessment of whether you could be a supplier to governments or not. So it can have an influence on different procedures, both legal and more informal procedures outside the ESP system.
Thanks very much. I know the work ahead is enormous, and wish you all the best. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Salil.
Thank you.